This is Dr. Mike Headley, the Holistic Sleep Doc, where sleep is a skill and you can learn to master it. Episode 1 is going to be talking about how to set up a sleep cave. And the question is it okay to sleep with the lights on? I hear that a lot from people. They say, is it okay? I fall asleep best with the light on. I fall asleep best with the TV on. And just I read in bed at night and then it just turn off the light and I roll over and go to sleep. Well, the short answer is no, it's not okay to sleep with the light on. And here's why. Is when our brain sees any sliver of light or any artificial light, it thinks it's daylight and it is ready to go. And at night, approximately 9 o'clock at night, our body wants to start producing melatonin. And melatonin is a hormone that's an antioxidant, it's anti-cancer. And when it is produced properly in the body, it keeps our weight down and our blood sugar down. So without proper sleep, we increase our weight and our blood sugar, have higher propensities to cancer, diabetes, heart issues, blood pressure issues. And so what's really critical, since the pineal gland produces melatonin, we want to produce melatonin when we sleep. So a sleep cave is where you walk into your bedroom, close the door, and don't see a sliver of light. So how do you achieve this? Well, I took black electrical tape and I put a piece over my smoke detector, for one, to block out that bit of light. I put up some black curtains to block out all outside lights, especially if you have night lights, especially if you have street lights out there, and or if it's a full moon, that amount. Then we have one alarm clock in our bedroom, and I put a pillow over it so it shows no light. And then we close the bathroom door so there's no, and then inside our bathroom there's no night light, and close the closet door, zero light. So our body can produce the melatonin, get into deep sleep fast, and then absolutely no TV. A lot of people fall asleep to the TV and they wake up at 2:30 in the morning and turn off the TV, go to the bathroom. That body turns on at that time, and then it doesn't produce the melatonin and you don't get all of the huge benefits from that. And so no TV, radio, cell phones on at night, no reading in bed, no smoke detector lights, etc. Also, when we're exposed to sunlight, we produce serotonin, the feel-good neurotransmitter. And then this breaks down to melatonin. So it's critical. When we don't get sunlight, then we don't get as much melatonin production. We might not have enough melatonin for all of the health benefits while we sleep. And so it's critical to get sunlight during the day and then sleep in a cave at night. So light intensity is measured in lux units. And the sun is approximately 100,000 lux units at noon. And so inside lighting is approximately 100 to 2,000 lux units. And so I live in northern Minnesota, and I was fortunate to get outside at lunch yesterday and today. It was 30-some degrees. I didn't even put on my coat because the sun was strong and warm. So I stood outside without sunglasses on. I didn't stare at the sun, but I just really felt the warmth of the sun and got some sun exposure. And that increases my serotonin, so I'll be able to convert that into melatonin tonight. And that's just a really, really healthy thing for our bodies to do in the morning and at noon to keep our circadian rhythms working, to our serotonin production up so it gets converted to melatonin at night. And so it is really, really fun to sleep in the dark because your body is calm, it's relaxed, it's not going to get woken up by any slivers of light, by looking at our light.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.